Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever assumed you had two separate backup routes, only to realize they were both drawing from the same main pipe? On the 22nd of June, GitHub suspended my account, without warning for the second time. Same cold treatment, same 403, same zero prior notice, but this time was completely different from 2 months ago. Back in April, I couldn't publish anything for 2 full weeks. The entire lifeline went down at once. This time the website stayed up, the newsletter went out on schedule, the deployment pipeline ran without a hitch. It was as if nothing had happened at all. The reason was that in the intervening months I had rebuilt everything around a decoupled architecture. Code pushes to Codeberg and GitLab, deployments go directly through Wrangler to Cloudflare using Cloudflare's own tokens, and not a single link in that chain requires GitHub to be alive. But this suspension also exposed the blind spot. I had two AI assistants helping me stay in sync, and I had always treated them as two independent paths. When the GitHub account went down, both of them went offline simultaneously, because they both needed that same account to get in the door. This is what I'd call a shared origin single point of failure, a form of false redundancy. It's actually more dangerous than having no backup at all, because it makes you believe you are wearing armor, and you only discover it's cardboard the moment you take the hit. So here is what I've come to understand. Resilience is not something you build once and then leave alone. It has to be tested by real incidents. Only then do you find out what actually holds, and what you only thought was holding.